me every day is Halloween. I've given up running and started a fight. Boy, did I not get a lot of the sweet, sweet P word to this song. Boy, were my high school years spent thinking about how I could
get anybody get laid to this song?
Piccadillos?
You shut it, Butters. You shut it good.
And that's not my name today.
Oh, that's right. You are
Booters.
Booters.
Oop. I hate Halloween already. And it made you spike.
I know.
Damn you, Halloween.
Our first spike of the season.
And to answer your question, Jay, I think this was like a Chicago club song in the mid-80s. So, yeah, like really pale white people smack. And then, like, the one who could get an erection probably had lots of sex with other, like,
I know I couldn't get
out.
One.
God, those were the days. Chick.
Oh, really? Yeah, when you could, like, be into H and still have unprotected sex and, like, pass the needle around. Because there are so little AIDS.
There's, like, so one little. AID max.
Oh, exactly. Un-AID. Patient zero is like patient negative two at that point. He hadn't even gone up the integer pile.
They're so
not a very helpful
AIDS.
Guy.
There's, if you want to hear the best line about AIDS, Slash was being interviewed about just unprotected sex in the 80s. And he was like, every single one of us thought to ourselves, if David Lee Roth ain't got it, none of us are getting it.
That's good.
That is a priceless line.
That's solid thinking.
That should go on someone's tombstone. Someone who died of AIDS. Very meta.
Yeah.
All right, folks, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined today by the beautiful and buxom Pete Maybe.
Yes.
See, I knew you were going to do that.
My chest is bigger.
That's why my face was so skeptical and sad.
Oh. Okay, you're the beautiful and buxom Booters.
Or alternately,
Mrs. Blood of Earth.
She was waiting to do that for so long, and I wanted
years.
Bloodworth. Show site in papasbasement.com. Again, we are doing Halloween month, as we like to call it. All of October, it is Halloween related junk. That is producer Pete Maybe's idea.
Yes,
as he corporate ups the show.
Yeah, stink it up.
What, you don't think we're sellable? You don't think
I know we're sellable?
We open.
I just got to clean you rats up.
We open with talk of unprotected AIDS sex and a song that was heard by roughly 200 people. That was Ministry's Every Day is Halloween, by the way. That was a song that I definitely didn't have sex to as a kid, but took way too many drugs to.
Yeah.
I mean, I was
even if anybody was trying to do it, you weren't going to get it up.
I was high to the point where, like, I would dance by myself. Like, if you've ever seen, like, an old black dude, like, doing karate and thinks he knows it, but you're like, oh, this is just sad and weird. That's what I looked like.
Oh, man, that's funny. I was at the gym the other day, and there was a gentleman practicing nunchaku on a... God, what was it? Was pretty amazing. It was like
was his
he
name
was balancing.
Michelangelo? Was he green with a shell on his back?
No.
Okay.
He was an older black gentleman. It was just
why I don't see color.
Didn't know what you just said.
No.
Anyways, and he was standing on like a medicine ball and just going back and forth. It was nuts.
Yeah, we were talking about Joe Rogan before the show, and Joe Rogan did some weird conversation, I think, on Opie and Anthony, where he's just going on about, like, there are a ton of black dudes who are like, I know this style, I know mantis style, I know lion style.
Yeah.
Please notice that I'm not saying monkey style, so we don't get on PC here.
Noted.
And, yeah.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
That you, checks out.
And you said it.
No, you made me say it with your brain. You put your racist thoughts inside it. And he was just saying he felt really bad because these guys would, like, a lot of guys would say, like, I know all this crap, and then they'd go in the MMA ring.
Oh,
and, like, some guy who knows Muay Thai, yeah, was just like, I'm going to bury a knee in your spine now, and you will cry, and then you will wheel away from here. I will break you blood sport style. So,
and then Joe gave him really good advice and was like, have you tried drinking your own pee?
Yeah, drink your own pee and smoke just enough pot to keep your brain together. Just a medicinal dose.
Thanks, Joe.
So we've been doing... Halloween movie reviews all Halloween month long.
Yeah.
And this week, I think we're all burned out. I was going to... What are you loudly...
I'm not doing anything.
I know it's probably not picking up on Mike, but Pete Maybe over here was like the...
I was tucking it back in my pants.
You're like the anus who's like opening a piece of meatloaf in tin foil
three layers of it at a movie. And yeah, you think like we don't hear it because you're doing it slowly. And it's like, just Band-Aid it.
A rapper for the first 30 minutes of the movie.
I hate that.
Yeah, that was on my schedule.
If you're going to open it, tear it open like Superman with his shirt. Just get it
bust
done.
Bust that anus open.
Yes, exactly. Give it the old goatsy.
Like our fandom guest likes it.
Oh, no. We'll get to that later. He was making a reference to Olivia Rain, a porn star who is...
Olivia.
No, you're like 50% there.
But what is her name?
Ophelia.
Ophelia Rain, who was supposed to come on the show today, yeah. And she didn't.
Yeah,
and
she's... coming elsewhere.
If you visit Ophelia's Twitter profile, what is it again? What's the handle?
I don't.
Ophelia
probably
Rain XXX.
XXX.
There you go.
I wonder if it's worse a play on words, because if you kind of say it and slur it as if you were drunk,
XXX.
It's like, Ophelia Rain.
Ophelia Rain.
You know?
No, I don't.
Anus.
I feel your rain.
Ness.
Oh, like a water sports thing.
Like your semen.
Oh. Don't make the show blue. Oh,
yeah.
You're better than that.
Yeah,
that is
on.
A medical
Stick
term, you sicko.
Booters. And I heard what you said, too. Just we're better than that as a crew.
We really are.
No, we're not.
All right.
Yeah, Ophelia Rain, XXX, if you go to her Twitter handle, the pictures that are at like the top of it, because she's a porn star, you're going to click the pictures.
Why not? Yeah.
They've gotten progressively saucier.
They're not good tweets.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not really looking to see what she thinks of Homeland Season 5.
Yeah.
And it used to be like her topless and looking all gothy, and you're like, oh, that's nice. And now like the top photos of her just getting pipe right in the old pishadoo. And that's not
I made it.
That's Italian for the back door.
The butthole.
It's in your face.
The
it's
butthole.
It's graphic. I don't know, man. Not that I don't look at porn or anything, but that is a fine how do you do.
Yeah.
I mean, work me into it. For God's sake, make me click a link to see that.
Something.
The woman knows what she wants.
Oh, yeah.
You got to respect
think
it.
So.
Yeah, I think what she doesn't want is a BM in the next week. Those pictures are any indicator.
Right,
they call
now.
Her the trash compactor.
She's getting it wadded in like a Civil War cannon.
Oh.
That is not going to come out. So the Halloween movie, we all got burned out watching these bad, bad movies. And I called an audible, and I have a special movie for you guys that I'm going to spring on you later in the show. You'll be able to click and watch it live at home.
At your own risk,
and
by the way.
Let's just say...
it's not easy to find.
It stars our own Pete Mabee under his real name.
Yeah, like an idiot.
Uh-huh. Your real name, Jason Silverstein. Sorry, don't be ashamed. A lot of actors have
Long
Jewish
John Silverstein.
Heritage. So it's cool, man. It's cool, Mr. Silverstein. You're safe here. I also wanted to, I'm going to let this beautiful man take his sip of his beverage.
Yeah.
Swish it around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your pipes are lubed up.
Okay.
Ophelia style. I got it right this time? She's Ophelia?
Yeah, as all in right. Ophelia.
What am I getting into?
All right. I just wanted to tell the world what an adorable little wifey you are. Like, what
oh,
a
God.
Perfect... 1950s, I would come home, drop my pants. You would see my socks with the little like garter belts because elastic hasn't been invented yet, holding my black stockings up. And you would like come over with my smoking jacket and my pipe and the paper and a perfect lipstick application.
That's awfully late in the day to be reading the paper.
Well,
he's been busy all day working his butt off, and I don't need you to give him any
why
trouble.
Are you trying to
listen
break up
I wasn't
our happy
trying
marriage.
To I wasn't trying to impede on your business I'm
Thank
just
you.
Saying you know maybe you want to start your day knowing what's going on in the
are
world.
You one of those rabble-rousers that's going to vote for Kennedy
yes
all right
I am a democratic socialist
you get the hell out of
I
my
love
house
the dirty Catholics
we don't need your thoughts here we are perfectly fine aren't we baby
we're doing great
that's right you get out
tell the Johnsons
Jay was coming over before the show, and I was smart and wise enough and planned enough. I had to do some work stuff, so I left the key to my apartment with the leasing office.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, I haven't known Jay a tremendously long amount of time, and as sweet as Jay sounds, and as adorable as he is, Jay is also from Woodbridge. So, like, I did a mental inventory in my head of everything he could steal that, like, I wouldn't notice. And I was
my
like,
grandparents used to live in Woodbridge. What are you trying to say?
Did they get tattoos?
Not that I know of.
All right.
None that I ever saw, thank God.
Did they go to a nursing home that they had to be, like, beat into?
Yes, but not in Woodbridge.
Oh, okay. Like one of those Bloody Boca things.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
Wait, they're in the Boca? So you're Jewish,
they're
too?
Not in the Boke. Not okay. In the Boke Rat. Elsewhere.
The Hollywood?
Close by.
Hollywood?
Close by.
The Keys.
I'm not giving away their position.
Are they on mile one? Are they getting lady,
cocaine?
Are they pushing that?
I really doubt it. They have lost a lot of mobility in the past couple of years.
I've seen cops, young lady. I know that the old people hollow out their canes and their walkers, and then they fill it up. Yeah. And you pull off one of the tennis balls, and it comes pouring out like a busted salt shaker.
It's probably the only excitement they have left.
If I were
old, I would absolutely do that.
What drugs would you not do?
Yeah, I would do them all.
I would have a heroin drip. I would be jamming ecstasies in my urethra. I would have some sort of narcotic vapo rub I could put on my nipples. Like, I would be going nuts. They would walk in. I would, anytime I saw an attendant, I would hopefully see something akin to the Beavis and Butthead, like, hallucination sequence that was drawn by Rob Zombie.
Oh, after, God, I would do so many.
Did they, like, lick a toad in the desert for that to happen? Beavis and Butthead do America.
Oh, you're making me recall. So I haven't seen it in forever. I almost watched it the other day.
That's what I'd want my life to be. Rob Zombie animation. Meets Train Spotting. That way I die, but my cute kitten lives.
Huh.
Sorry. No, I would be doing a lot of shrooms in there, and I think a lot of coke, too.
Well.
And whatever got my junk hard.
Okay. So you'd be popping. Would you opt for the blue pills? Or would you, like, because you're old, just say screw it?
Like, and, like, use get a pump?
The actual mechanical
pump. Yeah, I
think
I'd use a pump.
I would, too.
It's got to be on the spot, bro.
Yeah, I just want, like, a little metal screw.
How long
port.
Does she really have? I need this to work now, because she could
if you're old
she
enough.
She could go any
minute. Yeah,
exactly. Minute.
You literally, 5 minutes.
She's got to catch it right now.
Could be the difference between getting some and necrophilia.
Life or death, yeah.
Carpe dickum.
Oh, my God. Like a whole new. Carpe dickum. Yeah, exactly. If you're not fast, you're suddenly like a real weird fetishist.
Yeah.
Not even Ophelia Rain is down with that yet. She hasn't been killed for
not
her
yet.
Latest film. That's when you know you're a hardcore goth porn act. When you're like, they're going to shoot me in the back of the head. They're going to put an ice pick through my head like Maury in Goodfellas, and then they're going to bang my corpse.
A candle in the Ophelia Rain.
Oh.
Sad. No.
that one died like Ophelia in her last feature. So I come home, and I'm expecting, an empty apartment. But then I'm like, dude, calm down. Jay is not a shady person. I'm sorry, Pete, maybe. I'm like, I told him how to turn on the Nintendo and turn on the television.
Jay
and
the
he's
sheets.
Self-respecting man. He'll just be like in his boxers, drinking a beer, playing that. Because we're all guys, guys, guys. He'll be playing football too, man.
Such a dude, bro.
Yeah, exactly. We butched up the show real nice right there. So instead, I walk in.
Couldn't even fake it.
And in my little kitchenette, admittedly, I don't have an actual house. So it's not like he was off in the kitchen. He was just in the area of my apartment they call a kitchen.
But that is where I stayed. Because I know my place.
On the floor?
No,
in the kitchenette.
I walk in, and he turns to me and makes this face like, I haven't even put on my makeup yet. I don't want you walking in. The pie isn't ready yet. He makes this little bashful lamb face. Sure you did. And I walk in and I'm like, do I smell food cooking? And he's like, you certainly do. And dutifully opens the oven to reveal a pizza's about to go in, which I want to just say, you can't do gluten. Right?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not supposed to.
I don't really eat much meat. So there was tofurkey on this thing and it went down nice. But my piss smelled like bear mace. Which isn't bad. I am going to use that to great comedic effect for the rest of the night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Are to just pee on people and laugh and run away.
I'm
and
about to go to my girls for the night and not have sex. And her cat
her
has a litter box in the room.
Oh.
And I'll be damned if you think I'm not going to leave like a big old Kennedy exit wound sized piss stain in that thing. And we'll put that, I don't know. What
we'll tweet it.
Yeah. We'll put that Whiskas litter to the test.
You've got Kennedy on the brain this evening.
So did Jacqueline.
Other way around.
Kennedy brain on Jacqueline.
On the blouse.
Enough. There you go.
Yeah.
So he's baking. I then look in the sink, which had my leftover frying pan from this morning as I cook myself eggs every day.
Which like, used to have
eggs in it.
Yeah. No. Which used to be in the sink.
It used to be in the sink.
I did the dishes.
He did all the dishes for me.
Sounds like you're not appreciating someone.
Well, it's hard to...
he's not going to screw this story up.
Yeah, you know...
We can list the things.
There's a song called Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone. I was going to say it was by the Rolling Stones, and then I remembered I was referencing Cinderella, I believe. Yeah, tomato, tomato,
yeah,
right?
Paved over Jay, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, Heartbreak Station, Exile on Main Street, same things. So I wash my hands in the sink, and m'lady gets a cross look on her face. And what did you tell me that I had done exactly? I think I was getting flecks of water on what had been a dried sink. Did I mishear that, or did that come out of your mouth before or after a gallon of semen? Because it couldn't have gotten gayer. Sorry, did that slip out?
Did I say that?
What did you say exactly? Say it
perhaps.
To her. You're getting
was
my
the sink
wet.
Dry before? Yeah, the sink was dry.
I hate to be a negative Nancy here, but the purpose of a sink is to have water in it.
I know.
That's what I said to the girl. And yet, she wouldn't listen to me. We're going to just switch pronouns. You millennials love the pronoun play. We're not going to call him Zim or Zer. He's just a she now.
Or Zay.
Zay, yeah. No, she's a she now.
No, that's too much for the millennials.
Now, if you really identified...
I'd tell her to piss in the bottle, but she couldn't because she's got lady parts. Sorry.
And it don't fit the
male privilege.
Yeah. What's
having a special pee wand that writes things out?
Patricia Maybe over here is drinking from a water bottle. And again, if she were Pete Maybe, she could urinate into it with her penis, but she doesn't have one. Why are you wiggling your eyebrows at me, Patricia?
I don't know.
So on top of that, I open the fridge. Here's where it gets better. I had casually mentioned I was running low on eggs. There's a carton of Wegmans Organic Best, like the dollar an egg.
This is what you get for being nice,
waiting
guys.
For me. And so on top of that, a little pumpkin cheesecake. Because he saw it and said, I thought you might like that. And I'm like sitting there, like eating it out of the container with a fork in 2 seconds. Yeah. Yeah, you were right. You gambled on the fat man wanting to eat fattening food.
I know. I knew exactly where to go.
You win. You beat Vegas, Patricia.
I wanted more pizza.
Which you didn't even finish. So the pizza gets cooked, and I just take a knife.
I drank too much.
And chop it right down the middle. That is true. He was
you
drinking
gave me
the whole
a good,
time.
Yes. That was really the reason I was doing any of the nice things, because I was like, this is an avenue for me to just drink in his house.
Like, I have some problem. Like, I was raised by alcoholics. And
the
you
only
need
way to do chores, if you ask
kiss
me.
Kiss up to me to drink. Yeah. I don't know. He was like 3 ciders deep, not to make him sound too butch and ruin a...
Oh, what? Like, you can't get down with some apple booze?
Not to ruin it. To pull back the veil of this fake femininity. No, he's just pounding ciders.
Please.
And
cider's delicious.
Pounding ciders and cooking for his man.
And gender neutral.
It was.
I cook for myself. You happen to be there.
You know, I'm running low on eggs, too.
You happen to show up at your own house.
Bring Butter some eggs.
Not my fault.
Butter's also has some vacuuming for you to do.
I actually do. There's a lot of pet hair accumulating.
Yeah, you didn't
in
have a broom
house.
Either. What the hell was that about?
And wear the pants that show off that nice little apple ass of yours. She likes it that way. I laughed and laughed. I just want you to know, Jay, no matter what anyone says about you.
Which is mostly you.
Yeah. If we could just throw Bugs Bunny style, like a little blonde pinup wig mm-hmm. and some lipstick on you, mm-hmm. you would make like the best prison wife for Schillinger. He would not need another prag. Sorry, you guys didn't watch Oz.
No.
She is an excuse. She wasn't born yet.
And I didn't watch Oz.
Yeah. But you would be a hot commodity in prison. Would he not?
Oh, yeah. No, he would be.
Why can't I make any money on the outside? I'm like, be valuable on the outside.
Top.
What's up with that?
I just want you to
prison
feel.
Model.
Exactly.
Mm.
You
really though? I mean, like prison model. I mean, I think I'm working like for a little bit higher grade than prison model.
Well, if you're in prison.
Well, if I'm in
you're
prison,
gonna be
yeah, then I'm going to be like.
The belle of the balls.
He
yeah.
would, if he were
I'm someone's
in prison,
bottom bee.
He would be like Jennifer Lawrence on the outside world. I mean, like.
So quirky.
Exactly. You would just be sitting there complaining about like, oh, I just eat like a pig. And yet, you know, you'd still have your little Abbeys and, you know, like you'd be all.
Tripping in the lunch line, hoping no one takes advantage.
Exactly. Just so quirky, but so adorable. Like, you would make. Whoever the prison equivalent of who is it that plays Beast? Nicholas Hulk?
Why are you pointing at me?
Oh,
like I would
in the
know
new
that.
In the new X-Men?
Yeah, the guy who plays Beast. He's just,
yeah, he used to date her. I
he's can't the one that's like either. Getting yeah. blown in the Faptor Vision, whatever that hack was. The pictures that had her doing sexual things. I think it's like Beast getting blown.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
I never saw that one.
Anyhow, you would make
I
the prison equivalent of Beast very happy.
Oh.
And I'll just say this right now. In prison, I don't think Beast would be like a dashing British white
is that
man.
Is like transitive property?
What is
that? I like get to sort of, I mean, that's as close as I'm going to get to J-Law. J-Law.
J-Law. I just.
Which is probably also as close as you're going to get to J-Lo if they have similar names.
Probably.
Don't get me started on J-Lo. J-Lo makes me so sad. I don't know why I care about J-Lo. It's just a topic that's near and dear to my heart.
Really?
A little bit, man, because my mom watches like Access Hollywood, and back when I lived at home,
mm-hmm.
that was like her jam. She would toss that on, and I would, of course, be like...
She was like always on.
Yeah, I'd be dancing with my cats in the living room, which mm-hmm. is what we do every 7:30 to 8 p.m.
Yeah, you dress them up first, and then you dance with them.
Exactly. And I remember one time I had actually dressed them like Alice and the Mad Hatter, so I was really eager to... You know, I put a little time
get
into their costumes.
Were they really thrilled about that, by the way?
They always are.
They kind of just like clawed at the costumes, but I think that's to like pull on the fabric and say like, look how fabulous I look.
Oh, okay. Or just to give off the illusion that they detest it when in reality they've given up.
Yeah, you know how women like to play hard to get. That's,
yeah.
That's what my cats were doing.
Yeah.
They claw at me, but
no,
they're really saying, like,
I don't want to wear a
fight
big
harder
hat.
For this. Yeah. And she was dating, like, she's like in her mid to late 40s. And she was dating the little Casper guy who's like 20-something. And, like, they kept busting him, like, looking at... I don't want to say tranny porn because that's not PC.
The cats or your mom?
Everyone was looking at it. Everyone loves
no,
the TP.
Who's dating a tiny person?
Yeah,
named
Casper. Well, everybody
no,
at least
no, Jennifer,
gets caught down that road. Right?
Jennifer Lopez for like 2 years was dating this Casper guy who
I
was like
forget
her
his
dancer.
Name. I don't. Oh, that guy.
Who's like 20 years younger and was put on like an allowance with
a
her.
Ghost?
Yeah. Shut up, Booters. And she. He would then, like, save up the allowance. Stop it. He would save up the allowance to then buy her birthday presents. And I'm
oh
like, that's
God.
How I bought CDs as a 10-year-old. Like, I would save my lunch money, and then I'd be like, hey, I'm buying P-Cells, but who's buying? By Megadeth. But that was, like, for me. I would have been embarrassed to give a woman that CD that
yeah.
I liked, because I would have been like, this was paid for by mommy's money. So
this took me 6 months.
She was pretty much paying, yeah. He was getting paid to bang mommy. Like, he had an actual allowance. And they kept busting him looking at the chicks with the appendages, which
yeah.
apparently guys get into. I don't get that fetish. My roommate, Allison,
then it's
was...
not your fetish.
My roommate was, like, talking to a guy who was into that and was sending photos to her of
to
a...
Her. Was like, hey, you should try this thing, like...
He
have
was,
a penis.
I think he was like just talking to her and like, I believe trying to sext her, but was like, hey, in the meantime, check out this professional who was not born a woman, let's say. And here are some like little videos she sent me. And like Allison was getting this, and then just I'd progressively hear like, oh my God. It sounded like she was getting nailed real well, because every 10 seconds it was like, oh my God. Yeah, she's, I'm sorry. I was going to say like Private Pile having sex.
They're eating her.
Pile just went pile Shazam.
And then they're going to eat me too.
So she kept like passing back to me, because I'm like, screw it. I'm playing Mario. Like, I'll take a look. Now you got me curious. And there's a lovely lady who just happened to have like a massive dong, like running out a batch onto her lovely bosoms. And I'm like, I'm very confused by what I'm seeing here. And then in another little video that was sent to Allison, the lovely lady again plays with her large breasts.
Sorry, Allison.
And I like that part.
Remind me again, is Allison your mom?
Allison's my roommate.
No. Okay.
Maria was my mom. Well, she is my mom. She was
and
my
now
roommate.
Allison is his mom.
Exactly. Now I suckle at Allison's teat, proverbially. And so then she passes over this lovely lady with bosoms. And a nice flat tummy, and we like that, and the hips are slamming, and I like that part too. And she's in lingerie. 80% of this checks out. And then this delightful young lady is contracting her pelvic muscles to make her rather large member just shake back and forth. And I'm like, this is where this loses me.
The old twitch.
And Allison talks to a lot of guys, not like in a really dirty sense. She's just very social, very flirty. And apparently a lot of guys are like, don't get it twisted. I am 100% straight. But like,
but I'm just going to send you some dick pics real quick.
Has anyone ever like,
I want you to see,
sent you a picture of a D that you could send me? Like, I love sex with women, but like, I just want to think of like about a D in my mouth.
You know what's funny about that is they could just as easily Google it themselves. I mean, what is happening to America? People are too lazy to look up their own porn.
Here's why you are wrong. Booters.
Yes.
There's too much out there.
Apparently, they like the story behind the D. Like, the D needs a story. It's the same way like a pet's adoption odds will increase if they're like, Buster was sent to the pound by a lady who moved to a place that wouldn't let her keep the cat. You're like, Buster, you got my heart.
D behind the music.
Yeah,
so
they're like,
the D grew up in a small Midwestern town, had dreams of stardom, took the bus out to Hollywood, and
things the D didn't never looked back. For the D.
And D had to do so many dirty things.
Yeah, the D opened once at the Rainbow for Guns N' Roses in the late 80s, but the D's career never really took off.
And D, where are they now?
Yeah, the D's been doing like waiting jobs for the last 25, 30 years, but you know what? If you just blow on it and dust it off, you'll see the talent that once made that D shine. And she said, like, I don't want to say a massive percentage, like 50%, but a lot of dudes are like, look, I'm all man. I'd never get with a dude that's gay. But they kind of want to just see pictures of junk and get off to it. They're like, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, your boner jams.
That's just being thorough.
Yeah, like, you know, your mixtape, you know, you got your boner jams. They shouldn't actually be boners unless that's what you're into.
Well,
so I feel
bad
for
y'all watch porn where dudes are nailing women, assume. So how is that any different?
Most of the time.
I mean, I'll be honest. I've actually, my porn taste is like so tame now. I just like, all I ever look at is like Reddit gone wild. It's been 4 years now. It's like me like finding the one, except she's not human. She's a pornography site. But, yeah,
and she just posts on Reddit.
Yeah, I'll never get over girls that are just like bashful college chicks who are just like, am I pretty? And it's someone who has like the body of like Bo Derek in her heyday. And she's like, I took this between classes. You're like, I love every syllable that came out of that. And yeah, so no, I know what you're saying. Seeing a guy with a chick, I don't like ever imagine that the guy's like, hey, wipe me off with your lips. You know, it's I think that's where like the line is crossed, where I can watch like a dude having sex with a chick. And I don't even make the logical leap where I'm like, I am that guy because, like, I look at his body and let me assure you,
yeah,
I'm not that guy.
Yeah, some people are really into that POV stuff.
Yeah.
Some people.
That, oh, did you have, like, an ex or something that you found
no,
a hard drive?
No, no, I mean, yeah. Some.
It sounds
some,
close to home.
Actors and actresses.
Oh, they like, oh, yes. Oh, okay. Oh, I got those who are too big for the show.
I'm not gonna
those
name
actresses.
Any names.
A little POV.
We'll get them on here shortly.
All right.
A little autoplay GIFs on Twitter.
Yeah, check out that Ophelia Rain.
Shocking, poor, yeah. Innocent internet victims the yeah. World over.
Those just kicked right in. Those
yep.
Are like, those
yes,
are like
they
a
did.
Fine, just over and over.
I had no say in the matter.
It was like hearing LeBron James, except it was like a D in her A instead. Just as jarring.
The district attorney.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum.
Oh, I see what you did there. So my point is, I feel there's a big difference between just watching like heterosexual sex, which is, again, you're right, like if you're watching, if you're like, I need the guy in the scene to complete this, there's a little something there. But I feel that's very different between that and like, look, get the girl the hell out of here. She is mucking up the waters for me. And let me just see that beautiful penis.
That's fair.
I almost said that like Bill Cosby. A beautiful penis. Now you see. Suck it like the pudding. Pop.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And my son, Ennis. No, I'm sorry. I was going to do the whole Eddie Murphy impression from Raw. When
what, because all black people are the same to you?
No, because no, he told him to...
He does an impression in Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
He told him to not be
Jesus,
so...
Jesus, you are disgusting. Get out now.
Which is hilarious, because he told him not be so dirty.
Yeah. Filth. And, yeah, I just feel it's weird him talking about Ennis, because, like, Ennis got killed, like, 10 years later by a Russian and a black. So that's a white and a black committing murder together. I can't be racist.
That's the kind of equality I like to see.
Exactly. Just stabbing from each side. Holding hands in the middle.
Yeah.
That's my America.
Hands across America.
Okay. So, speaking of painful transitions that have nothing to do with segment to segment, today's
things
Halloween
that are
movie.
Painful.
For Halloween month. Yeah, things that are painful. A D going in my anything would be painful.
Yeah, not Ophelia.
Unless it's mine
not
and it's
anymore.
Going in my hand, in which case it's done entirely too much and it feels grand.
Deep, dark secrets.
So Jay came over. This is why there's all the bisexual talk. Jay came over last Friday night and drank so much.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't left since.
Exactly.
He didn't
We're
mention that part about the...
We are cohabitating. He is my common law bride.
It's been a full week.
So much to... I don't even know what goes into being gay, so I just bought the same glasses that John Ritter wore in Sling Blade, because I thought that was a good start. And I'm growing a little
it's
John
a,
Waters
a great
mustache.
Start. Yeah.
Everything's gay and everything's John,
nicely.
Apparently.
Everything's
Thank
gay.
You. So,
everything's coming up gay.
While he's drinking with me, Jay reveals that he was in a horror movie.
Yep. Begrudgingly.
If you guys want to look it up right
the
now.
Begrudgingly?
If you guys want to look it up right now, Google Ghoulish Tales Solar View.
Or don't. I mean.
Solar View.
Nobody's
all
making
word.
You.
Oh, I'm making you. If you don't play along at home, then why do you hate the show? Why don't you want to be cool? So.
I know. I really do. I think you guys will really get a kick out of it.
Again, you can find, it's called Ghoulish Tales. Find it on Solar View. That seemed to be the least virus-laden site.
Solar View? Solar Movie?
Solar Movie?
Wherever. Just find it wherever good movies are pirated.
If
I saw that. Oh, I know. I saw
Ghoulish.
It.
Oh,
I
saw
it. Booters.
What? Okay.
Sorry, I turned it like a European.
Solar.
Booters?
Booters.
Yeah, I apologize. Ghoulish Tales Solar Movie.
It's, don't go ahead and give yourself
again, yeah,
a virus.
Put on like 18 computer condoms.
Yeah, put on a
before
condom
you
first.
Jam it in the B.
I know we don't
as
night.
You would in real life.
We don't usually say this.
Yeah, that's true.
But put on a condom before you check it out.
Yeah, exactly. This is the only time you're ever going to hear this. A condom won't ruin the pleasure.
Yeah.
You'll still feel something through the prophylactic.
Oh, yeah. You're going to feel something.
So Jay, at about 1 a.m., while he is completely disarmed, bombed on ciders, because, again, he drinks like a man.
I drink like a man on ciders.
You know, I think you are jealous because you think you can't drink cider. And I think that if you did,
he couldn't hang. That's for sure.
I've had cider nights.
All right.
Well, yeah, I don't really drink anymore, man. I don't know what to say. I mean, there are times in my past where I drank like George C. Scott on the set of Patton, where it's just like a fifth of whiskey later and I'm sobbing to myself. Like, I'm not good enough. And I don't know why George C. Scott sounded like that. He doesn't.
Yeah. I don't know if he would say that.
No.
Patton probably would.
Yeah, Patton, that was a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that was a good movie.
But you know what wasn't a good movie? It's this one. So if you guys really are interested in wasting your time,
check it out. Not a time waste. I'm going to get into everything that made Ghoulish Tales magical and everything that made it bad. This segment usually eats balls.
I want your review.
If we're going to be honest. But I think I'm going to be able to have fun with this movie because...
Who couldn't?
Pete Mabee's in it. First of all... Level me this. Riddle me this. Whatever the hell I'm looking at.
Okay.
Want to say. I sounded very, very bombed right
level.
There. I sounded so cidered out right there.
You sounded like Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. I should get that.
Because
right.
he
needs a level.
He would need a level in his job.
I see what you did there. Okay. All right, kids. I hate you all.
Love you.
So Ghoulish Tales was a, I don't know if people at home know this. I know a little because there were times in my past where I looked into movie production. The lowest of the low budget, short of like someone getting off on chatterbait,
okay,
is a horror movie. Like no one who wants to make
an
actual
my head, yes.
drama. He's nodding on air. That translates very well.
That's why I said it.
No one who wants to make a drama goes low, low budget. And for whatever reason, comedies typically aren't done on like a shoestring budget.
No.
I mean, like, there's at least several $1,000s that would go into even the cruddiest of comedies.
I mean, I feel like even comedians have an ounce of self-respect.
Yeah. That all goes out the window when it comes to the horror audience.
That's fair.
Horror audiences don't care. As long as someone in some capacity is brutalized on screen, they really don't care about the budget. They would watch like the Abu Ghraib, Lindy England videos if you just said like, hey, this didn't really happen and it was the little corporal there. She's like a supernatural force. They'd be like, oh, that's sweet. Look at all that stacking of the naked Iraqi men. I like this one. They're weird like that. I will never really get horror films. There's boobs in them a lot. I get that aspect. And that's
I mean,
that aspect.
There's a lot of there's a lot of ass in it too.
You love pulling. If the show is like one of those mine carts that Indiana Jones is barreling away from a boulder on, you are just violently tugging the emergency brake, and I'm like, bitch, don't you see the boulder behind us? And you're just like, tug, tug, tug.
You know what? Though, at the end of the year, I'm gonna take like all the clips of all the puns. Fantastic. We're going to have a full episode. We'll have a nice buffer episode.
It'll just be 65 minutes of booters. Yeah. Going Bloodsworth.
I love it. I think it's awesome.
I apologize.
I love it.
I want to set the stage for Ghoulish Tales. Ghoulish Tales, like, what was the budget again? You tell me what you told me when you were drunk and disarmed and
what
full of cider.
What was the budget?
Yeah.
I guess you can't say zero because that like implies like that somebody's got like, oh, we didn't have a budget. We just,
when you acted, what were you paid?
Oh,
what were you
not
paid?
Not a lot.
What was the actual amount?
Like lunch.
Were you paid an actual sandwich?
Yes. In actual sandwich dollars.
He was paid in sandwich for how many days of work?
And you know what? I think it was only like, it was a couple days. But it maybe took, I know it's like, God, as bad as it was, it took 2 weeks, I think, I was on there. it was just gone. They didn't know what they were doing. Every scene we went to, nobody had read the script before. Nobody had actually been to that set before. They just knew that there was a park that was next to them. And they thought,
say the director's
I'm
name.
Going to
say the director's
shoot
name.
Sam Raimi.
At this park. You know, I love Sam Raimi.
And that's how Evil Dead
out of your mouth.
Happened. Now you know the rest of the story.
It was just god awful.
So Ghoulish Tales, again, if this hasn't come through, is a zero budget horror film that
it
our just, own Pete maybe starred in.
It
it's
gives
a
me chills.
Horror anthology. Think like Tales from the Dark Side type stuff. It is a babysitter telling a kid. If you want to get into the inappropriate, it's like a babysitter who's telling a kid three tales of horror.
Mm-hmm.
It has copious amounts of nudity because the director, a man who apparently lives in his parents' basement.
Yes.
An actual papa's basement.
Yep.
An actual papa's and mama's basement.
That's it.
He lives there. His basement is on prominent display in
older
several
than you.
Scenes. Older than me. Several scenes in the movie.
No driver's license.
Oh, God, it gets better. Decorated head to toe, his basement, a.k.a. his home, in horror crap. There's, like, pinhead dolls, stacks of DVDs, all kinds of limited edition.
Which is fine to be an enthusiast.
I wonder what his
but parents... But doesn't mean you can make a movie.
Tell their friends about him.
Oh, he's
about how he's doing.
He's inspired. He's inspired, and he's working on his craft. That's what
he's
they say.
He's a filmmaker.
Oh, the best part is the parents... just as clinically insane. Upstairs is completely Christmas stuff.
I was going to get to that. Yeah, if you didn't
think... Oh, yeah.
Think...
I should... Yeah, you were like, is this... And I was like, yes, that is the same house. That is just the top floor.
The
year-round?
The entire movie takes place during Christmas time because, as Pedro said, you go upstairs from the horror all... Halloween all year-round basement... And the upstairs is a Christmas all year round. Because
who doesn't
have
your
like
yin,
Christmas?
You gotta have your yang.
Who? Come on, Booters. You look a little shell-shocked.
Who doesn't she doesn't like Christmas.
I'm not shell-shocked.
Why?
I'm just kind of sad on their behalf.
Are you Booterstein? Are you Jewish? Does this make you sad to hear
I
about
wish.
Christmas?
I wish. I used to want to be Jewish when I was a small child because I thought Christmas had become too commercialized.
Oh, really?
But and just... that the Jews were really on it. Really on the ball.
I just wish I were Butters Jewish so I wasn't doing a podcast for 7 years with zero results.
It would only taken 6 months.
Be directing Lethal Weapon 5 if I were Jewish. Who said that out loud? Sorry. So the movie, for zero budget, by the way, and you'll see it in every element, the special effects stink. The camera work stinks. The writing stinks.
The static camera.
Static camera. He'll explain what that means.
God, it's terrible.
All of it sucks. The one thing this layabout who lives in his parents' basement managed to do is get countless women of, I'll call them West Virginia Sevens right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heavily inked. Heavily inked. They look like
they
got passed
really
around more than once.
Tired.
Like they're branded horses.
Yeah, kind of. It's
a little bit.
There's a lot of ink on these ladies. And again, I don't mean to impugn, but there's like kind of, okay, I like ink free. I really don't care for ink. Then you can go into like the gentle, like, I have a ladybug on my ankle. That's my lumpy space princess. No.
On my glob.
So you can do that. And then there's like the I have a little, you know, I have a little arm work. And you're like, okay, that's cool, too. These women have like turquoise thighs and like their spine is inked all the way up their neck to like underneath their hair type stuff.
Yeah.
These are girls that they like the pain. You know, like to them, you can tell it's something a little sexual. They're digging it.
Imagine how many computer classes they could have bought with all that money.
Oh, with that money, they could be stripping in a much nicer place. Because that was the big reveal. Somehow, basement guy got in good with a strip club. And all the strippers, or
I
you
have
said
no
some
clue.
Former strippers.
Yeah, they're all... I don't think there wasn't a single one that isn't a former stripper.
And again, that's typical of Hollywood. Like Selma Hayek, Meryl Streep. They're all former strippers.
Is that it? Is
well,
it true?
Well, here's the thing. You're never a former stripper.
I'm gullible.
It's like being an alcoholic. You are one for life.
Okay.
I'm kidding, by the way. Look how he bought that hook, line, and
I was like, man.
Oh, Meryl. Can you imagine how Meryl Streep would sell a routine?
Listen, there are plenty of people who would love to see her do that today.
I would love to.
I would today, but for like shock value.
Yeah.
But like back in the day, sure, what the heck? Not only that, she's such an actress. You'd be like, wow, that stripper really loved me, guys. Like, no joke. I'm not being played here.
Yeah.
You think that D has backstory? She watched Meryl on a pole.
So the one thing I'm going to say.
But here's my. Okay. Here's my deal with it.
This is you defending
they
yourself.
They are for. No. No. They're former strippers. I'm trying to give them some logic. So you guys did this. You guys took your clothes off for money.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it now for no money?
Because he's
a famous
director.
I don't understand it.
Because this is going to go places.
This goes against everything you guys know.
So somehow, again, to all of you who live at home and aren't making money, Booters is pumping her fist.
Ironically.
The dream is still alive.
As long as you can cobble together a husk of a horror film, apparently every stripper in the WV is going to line up to star in it. The inkier they are, the more they want it. And just, again, watch Ghoulish Tales. So much naked stripper.
You know what? Actually do it.
And then in the middle of it is our boy Pete acting.
I'm in the third act.
You're in the third tale.
At
the
least
third
it has
Ghoulish
acts.
Tale.
Yeah.
I don't
just
want
barely?
To...
barely.
I don't want to spoil the twist.
Just barely.
On Pete Mabee's character, but there's a little bit of a moment early on.
How did he get
Can
there?
We at least hear his character's name? Oh, I'm in a wheelchair. We want to see.
Okay, that was the goddamn surprise.
That's not the same thing.
I was like, that's
a
not
name.
A big reveal.
He's wheeling around like FDR the whole time.
It's awesome.
It's great.
Not the same as a name.
Which, by the way, still a better performance than Curse of Chucky.
Yeah, and he feels bad.
That bitch could walk.
Because, oh, absolutely.
Pete over here feels bad because he's like, you're going to make fun of my acting. It's like, what?
Okay, well,
acting?
That is not acting in that one. That was me just being salty and getting it over with. If you guys would like to see some acting,
oh god,
we can, you can hit me up on Twitter.
Oh, for more
I need
footage?
Some sort of,
I like how you're putting on a brave face now. Like, before we went to air, he was debating, like, look, do I let them know?
Oh, it's a horrible movie.
This will sink my
and
career
I am terrible
if this
in it.
Gets out. And I'm like, dude.
I am terrible in it.
Yeah, it's a one-take masterpiece.
If you'd like to wash your mouth out. That sounds fake.
So
sexual. Yeah, give me a call.
Give you a call?
Yeah.
Are you going to tweet your number?
Well, just hit me up on Twitter.
There you go. So what hurt me about this... Not the acting and, like, the weird intestines that were ruining all the nude strippers, which, again, they were West Virginia sevens, which means, like, fives in civilization. And then they had, like, sausage casings on them covered in, like, jam. And they're like, bah, my guts are out.
You know? Well, yeah. As we all know, it's what's on the inside that counts.
And a guy gets his wiener cut off in one part, so that happens. And that might have been my favorite moment.
During a blowjob.
Yeah, the guy's actually acting really well. He's like the one kind of, so far in the film, you're like, okay, he's not horrible. It's a guy playing like a computer nerd. And then a vampire, if I recall, is filleting him. And at some point just goes like, arr, and bites down. She pulls a little pirate, arr, and bites it off. And immediately all believability drains out as the guy reacts by going, ah! And I'm like...
It's
dude,
so
if you imagine everything you ever loved in a chopper going into the side of Red Rocks, Stevie Ray Vaughan style.
Hey,
that's
I
how you scream
that.
When your dick is chopped.
It was.
Yeah, it really
yeah,
was.
No, he was like, oh,
at one point,
you
it's like,
bitch,
where
I
is it?
I can't believe that.
And I'm like, why was I saying his performance was good? Because this is the worst thing I've seen on film.
It makes you feel pretty dumb.
And, yeah, so that made me chuckle. There's lots of boobies. You can make fun of Jay.
Yes.
Playfully, because he doesn't deserve it. But what hurt me, what really wounded me, and Pete doesn't know this, Jay Pete, for those wondering why I jumped between names, he revealed that while on the set with a man that we have, I would say, unequivocally established as a complete loser. He was immediately this guy's gopher, trying to help him, trying to assist him.
Oh, with the film?
Yes. Trying to learn what he could.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't trying to learn. I was trying to teach him.
But what struck me is it's amazingly similar to the behavior pattern displayed
did sort of bring
by
that up.
Him
did
with
sort
me.
Of bring that up.
As soon as we hung out, he wanted to help. He wanted to assist.
Ah.
Do you view
this
me
is going
like,
to look great on my TV show.
Do you
that
view
I'm
me?
About. Guys, remember that freaking podcast I did?
Like the what like the stay at home guy who, by the way, is now married with a child still in the basement.
Yep.
He's never left the basement. Everything else has changed.
Mm-mm. He's the original owner of papasbasement.com.
That son of a bitch.
I know.
Don't worry. We'll get the original one of these days.
We'll get him.
But I was just kind of taken aback because I'm like, does he just find a lost cause artist every 6 months, hitch his star, realize
it just
the
worked
star
out
is
that
going
way.
Nowhere? And like, what schlemiel is he going to leave me for in a couple weeks? Because we're almost at the 6 month mark.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, when we met,
how many times have you
done looked
this,
at the
you
ledger.
Slut.
I looked at the ledger when we went to the writing class, and I looked up everybody's name, and I thought, well, you look like a viable candidate.
You just have it like a checklist. You're like Terminator killing all the Sarah Connors.
That's it.
Like, I'm the third Sarah Connor on the list, and soon you'll be done with me. You will bite off my wiener vampire girl style.
You know what? Earlier in this show, I was your Kyle Reese.
And I'll go, you bitch. How are you, my Kyle Reese? Were you walking around in smelly homeless man
you.
Pants with a sawn-off shotgun at your side? They never cover that in the movie, that Kyle Reese is free-balling for the entire film. He just jacks some like dirty pants off of a hobo and then is running around with his testicles a-slapping.
They didn't cover that.
They really didn't. You don't see him stealing
well,
the
just,
hobo's
that's
underwear.
That's just poor filmmaking.
That would be crossing the line. He steals like the hobo's dirty like turquoise painter's pants.
I don't know if it was necessary.
You're
like, what is
Kyle
he supposed
Reese
to do?
Never
he's probably
had
chafing.
Yeah, the entire time.
Can't save the world if you're chafing.
Sarah Connor had sex with a dude who pulled off a pair of hobo pants.
Oy.
To present his like unbathed, unshaven future wiener. And then she's like, put that in me. It must have reeked. He worked up quite a sweat running from a Terminator, I'm going to guess. And that was fermenting
that
inside
is.
A pair of hobo pants.
Wow. She was desperate.
Then he died in the hobo pants.
Good thing she did. I mean, but...
Yeah,
Lord,
yeah, for all
desperate.
Of us.
Yeah.
John Connor brought us back from the brink.
JC, baby.
JC, we trust.
Butters?
Jesus Christ. Yes, that is... I assume. I can only assume.
But you guys, if you get a chance, check it out.
Oh, it's great.
It's probably not... Yeah.
It is
worth your time.
I can give you.
I really think, yeah.
It is absolutely worth your time.
Out of all the bombs we've given you.
Oh, yeah.
This is one to check out. Just be careful because you got to find it online.
So. Every horror movie we've named so far or reviewed, we did what? Curse of Chucky and like Hellraiser 16 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
They all stink. But watching Pete having to act like porn style is hilarious. All the naked strippers, like, I'll be honest, like, I was drunk and horned up, so, like, I was able to get through it, because I'm like, well, does she get naked? Pete's like, yeah.
Of course.
Like, does she get
Why
naked?
Why wouldn't she? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, you know, I'm not going to accuse this of being the Godfather 4 or anything, but, what? Just, you know, sequels?
That's yeah, cool. But, I mean, based on how terrible 3 was, sec, wouldn't
yeah.
that be?
Maybe it would be, yeah.
You know.
Maybe Godfather 4 would have had Talia Shire biting off a dick at one point. Yeah, it's it delivered on that one aspect. I'm not. It is like if a horny 12-year-old directed a movie where it's like she's gonna be in it and she's gonna be naked and she's gonna be in it.
Oh yeah,
and she's gonna be naked.
Yeah.
Well, in
you're
the same
sitting
way
in class.
That a West Virginia 7 is a local 5. Yeah. You know, people there who are 30 years old are actually 12.
From the coal mine.
That's West Virginia math for you.
I like how
and
it
the
works.
Mountain Dew.
It's yeah,
rapid aging.
It was fun to watch for that. If you have a couple
it
drinks,
is fun.
It brings back like childish old. You know what? He did capture that. He captured the thrill of seeing a woman nude in a movie, because we're so hardened to that. Butters, don't roll your precious millennial eyes at this.
I'm trying so hard.
You'll never understand what it was.
Eye muscles.
As a kid, like to watch an 80s comedy and you're like, oh my God, I just saw a nude woman in this. It was earth shattering. Now you just go to like dogfart.com and you'll watch God knows what. But back then it was like something special. Like you'd watch Zapped and like Scott Baio is like pretty much just like telepathically raping women, like ripping their clothes off. And you're like, ah, I saw her boobs too. You are the man, Jachi.
Oh, yeah.
But this somehow, with its low production value, really hammers home. There is just a dude holding pretty much a VHS camcorder recording a stripper showering in his mom's shower.
Yep.
And I'll be damned if that isn't America. Thank you and good night.
That sounds great. Also, yeah.
Hold on. Do that sound again.
That sounds great.
You said no. You said that sounds great, and then you sounded like the vampire eating wiener. Oh. There was like a complete like.
No, I wanted to also say that the entire crew was also in the room when said woman was getting nude. So it wasn't just the guy.
It wasn't
and
said
the camera.
Woman. It was like said 10 women.
Yeah.
We turned it off halfway through because I wanted to be able to look you in
like
the eyes.
Everyone was in the room. Like people that just showed up that were like, hey, is your older brother here? And he was like, well, no, but someone's getting naked downstairs if you want to hang out. Yeah, sure.
It's probably
it's
safer
West Virginia,
that way.
Man.
And I think like,
and yeah. This is why we're going to do a movie.
Oh, are you kidding me? And Booters, you get to pack some sausage in there too.
No, thank you.
This is equal opportunity. Come on. You got to do this for Lena Dunham.
No, I don't.
Okay, fine. Fine. When the PC police come after
you
us.
Pick out some West Virginia.
I will point straight to you.
For Boob Typhoon 17. I'm going to say, look, there was a chance to put some dongs in that typhoon. And
God,
she
what a
no.
mess.
Well, I guess we can punch the outro music because, yep. I have to find it. I didn't do that yet, so that was awkward.
It's time to party.
Oh, look at that. Outro music, which you will hear on the podcast if you made it this far and you download the show from inpapasbasement.com. You have things you want to mention. He's putting his hand up.
Yeah.
You're like Columbo.
I wanted to show
just
you
one
what my
thing.
Hand looked like. And I also wanted to tell everybody that was listening that we are holding a costume contest. So I understand that this episode will come out either Monday or Tuesday.
Monday.
It'll be very close to Halloween. Mm-hmm. So when you guys check this out, keep it in mind. When you guys go to your Halloween parties, take pictures, send them in. We will give you free stuff.
Yes. I am going to go dressed as Ophelia Rain, which means
boy.
I need someone
Do
to
Do I get
pipe
to be
me.
The back half?
No.
We basically just need a large trough of dirt, right?
Oh, no. That's, yeah. Again.
It's going to basement cuts.
Yeah, if you look up Ophelia Rain's Twitter, apparently she filmed a porn where she was like buried as a corpse. But still, they dug a hole around her privates so you could have sex with the corpse.
That's what really counts.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, why bury her?
What's on the inside of
up
the dirt?
To the show, we invited you.
If you bury her up
Good
to the neck
Lord.
And her privates aren't there, that's just a muddy bukkake.
We were so nice.
There's no lovely beach sand we're filming on. That's just a West Virginia bukkake. And where's the class in that? All right, again, Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. You can bug me via all that and in Papa's Basement at gmail.com. You guys, your Twitter handles, your names.
I am at Pete Maybe and a internet horror movie site near you. If you want to check it out, Ghoulish Tales.
Ghoulish Tales at, what was it? Something Solar Movie.
Oh, no, just oh. find it.
I want to give them the least spam-laden...
I don't know if that is.
It worked here.
You guys are smart, right?
It seized up the computer in 10
minutes. You know
how
to watch movies without paying for them?
Those were a magic 10 minutes. Ghoulish Tales. Find it however you can.
God, can I do my butt plug now?
Whoa, that is not that kind
can
of
I finally
shit.
I just wanted to make butt jokes this entire
episode. I finally take mine out?
Episode. Right. Anyways, on Twitter and Instagram, I am Is Butter Worth It?
Is
and on
Booter Worth
is
It?
Is Booter Worth It?
I finally got to do it.
That's as high as I can go. And then on Tumblr, I am How Much Is Butter Worth?
She acted that out so well. You can watch it on the Periscope. She
yeah,
really
great.
Wanted to sell that. So many question marks. You know who you're a better actor than?
No.
I won't say
Pierre Mabois.
Oh, his little heart is breaking.
Oh, no.
If I say it out loud.
Ce n'est pas possible.
I won't come home to any more tofurkey pizzas and foot rubs, so.
Send him over to my place.
All right.
You can teach me.
Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.